Many years ago, an African-American writer devoted a novel to racial politics. Then his fiction turned in another direction. He came to be called the greatest hard-boiled novelist since Raymond Chandler. And his work is on the mind of screenwriter and Morning Edition commentator John Ridley.
You know what I've got in my collection of rare pulp fiction? A 1969 printing of Chester Himes' Run, Man, Run. The jacket copy is simultaneously to the point and over the top. Quote, lush sex and stark violence, colored black, served up raw by a great Negro writer. If one were to crank out a micro summary of Chester Himes' work, that would pretty much be it. Himes, who would have turned 100 today, fairly personified the grit and grandeur of the hard-boiled life. As a teen in Cleveland, he lost his virginity to what he described as an old, fat, ugly whore. As a young man, he's kicked out of Ohio State University, eventually nicked for armed robbery, and sentenced to 25 years hard labor. But once inside, Himes bides his time writing short stories and is eventually published in Esquire using his prison number as his pen name, 59623. In 1945, Himes' novel, If He Hollers, Let Him Go, is published, the first in a vein of what some contemporaries would deride as a protest novel. And they were. Himes never soft-pedaled his disdain for the systemic racism of the day or for black integrationists, whom he referred to as whining beggars. Fed up with race politics, Himes eventually ditched America for Paris, and in 1955 abandoned the protest novel to begin a new series of books, The Harlem Cycle. Starting with For Love of Imabel in 1957 and ending with Blind Man with a Pistol in 1969, the eight-novel series would not only be Himes' most enduring work, but some of the most powerful American fiction ever written. With NYPD detectives Coffin Ed Johnson and Gravedigger Jones as protagonists, readers of the series were given a tour of New York's Harlem that didn't patronize and didn't flinch. I put the slang, the daily routine, the complex human relationships of Harlem into my detective novels, Himes once said. He took what was previously a quote-unquote exotic place in people and made them real. It's why Himes preferred to call his books domestic novels rather than detective fiction. Some have glibly referred to Himes as the Jackie Robinson of noir fiction. Not hardly true. Despite the fact that Himes went on to receive France's highest award for crime fiction, his success opened few doors. Hard-boiled fiction has largely remained the domain of a particular kind of writer. 100 years after his birth, for better and for worse, the great Chester Himes remains nearly one of a kind.
John Ridley, also one of a kind, is founding editor of ThatMinorityThing.com. Now, once you've made your way through the work of Chester Himes, we have suggestions for other reading. We've put together a list of the 100 best beach books. You can find that list as you're checking out the news throughout this summer day at npr.org.